Sif Chav Zayin. The main heta, the main place where you're allowed a lechi v'koira is a mukam which is al kayoser al gachboi. So strange Sif Chav, even though usually we say a movi, because a movi is usually al kayoser al gachboi. A chotza is any size. So straight down Sif Chav Zayin, if however you have a movi, if you have a chotza, and the chotza is al kayoser al gachboi, so long as it's not mamash on the Rosh Hashanah, it also can have a lechi v'koira. Sif Chav Zayin. Chotza sh'al kayoser al gachboi, dinoi k'movi v'nitam lechi v'koira. And the chiddush is, hago, afo pi she'en chatzayas u'psuchin u'toichoi, it doesn't need the chatzayas u'bat u'psuchin u'toichoi. Because, hoil v'einoi korov l'ushu sorabim, el a pasuach l'movi, v'a movi pasuach l'ushu sorabim. The svor is exactly how this fits in with the svor of the Rajbah yesterday that says that you have to be a more public place to allow a lechi v'koira, shver zu verstehen. Oh, but the din is a din, as a chotza, if it's al kayosa rochboy and it's not on the street, then it's mutav lechi v'koira. But as soon as the chotza is on the street, or any mokum on the street, a movi chotza, it's only nitav lechi v'koira if it has also, like we said, batim chatzayat zuchan etoichai. Zot ha-mishabura, sh'al kayosa rochboy afele mashu, a drop more, is already called al kayosa rochboy. But al kay, what's al kay? Derech knisoso, the way in. When is it a chotzer? When it's either wider or exactly the same, a square box. So, but we said already yesterday that nowadays the Rambam says we don't do lechi v'koira because of gzeira of a movi b'fulash or gzeira because of it might be more than 10. Sif chav ches. Movi she'ein b'rochvoy shloish tochim. Ein tzorich shum tikkun. So you have a movi, which is only 3 tvachim wide. Now 3 tvachim is very, 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 very little. So the Mefalshim say that it means, because it goes like this. It could be very wide at the end, but the walls slowly taper inwards, and the entrance is mamash only shloisha tvachim. So is a machloikus whether you don't need anything with such a small movi. Is it shloisha tvachim or is it dalet tvachim? So shloisha tvachim is anyway because it's lower though is, but the chiddush is even dalet tvachim. So mechaber state movi she'ein b'rach v'shloisha tvachim ein tzorich shum tikkun shehu kesosum. But yeshoyim v'em the kol she'ein b'rach bo tvachim ein tzorich shum tikkun. So the mishabura she'ein b'rach v'shloisha tvachim kosra mefalshim. Din ein pisro yvachim shloisha ein tzorich tikkun apishem tocha yvachim halba. Doesn't matter, even though, because l'choyre, it would be very odd if it's only 3 tvachim the whole width. So even though it's very wide afterwards, afal pi ken, because it reaches only a 3 tvachim, it doesn't need anything at all. It's also very thin, 4 tvachim is nothing. That means it was more than 4 all the way, it could have been 100. Aber hech shim skatz so mal pisrein so tum tiken afel teuche roch auf habe. Ob de hinne, mer me gabe machs mit de swiele leke kedel wi scheine. Teuche so is schleuche, be if ja only 3 and the minute it's 3 already doesn't need a ticken. Aber even though the dark moisture that's the gemo doesn't say anything here. I'm dark moisture so khoyle mit date in gelocke be kedel groine in sham. Lies dat sie nu de afem nach mit kedel wi scheine de hech sche hi roch schleuche so ticken. Even if we are going to be machme, that 3 does need a tikkun. Heinu daf geichashim mifinim al kof and aruchim al bush miskatzim pisrav leichashim bekudim al bush vadi eshlaokim. That means, if you're going to be machme for 3, that would only be machme for 3 when it taka goes like that. But if it's 3 the whole way, zichadat you machme for that. And anyway, the Rambam says you can be makel till 4. Sif chav tes. Now, movi she tzidoy echad kole le yam ve tzidoy echad kole le ashba shorabim. So here we have a movi, which is, the Mishabura learns, on both sides there's houses. So you've got machitzas, walls on both sides, 2 sides of the movi. The other side of the movi, one side is a sea, and one side is an ashbar shal rabim. Remember we learned before once, an ashbar shal rabim is there to stay. Ashbar shal yochid, one day it'll clean it away. Ashbar shal rabim, Now Ashra Shalabi automatically has mechitzas, because Ashra Shalabi, it's high, it's a mechitza, it's a big tzvader, they call whatever it is, big dustbin lorry. It's full of rubbish, and the rubbish is a good mechitza. That's Ashra Shalabi. There the Iker Chiddush is Ashra Shalabi, not Ashra Shayochid. Okay. The more halachas are negeir in this sif is the yam. So steht also. Now, how you get into this movie, I don't know. Through the houses, so it's really a back garden movie. No, it's more of a back garden movie if it's taka got two sides. Some learn only one side houses. But Mishmura says quite clearly, he goes to the Pshat Ben Chanal and Andra, two sides are houses, the other side is the sea, and the other side is the Ashba. Right, there could be a little opening in the Ashba somewhere. Could be. Yeah, it's Oymura, but it's all right. Could be. Doesn't say. Movi should sidri achad kolaliyam. Look at the Mishabur, Kuf Yud Ches, with Tzalayman. Shahoya la movi shneet stodim mi batim chatzeres. Solid. Batim chatzeres, back gardens, front gardens. U shnei roshe, shemizuchim marib, echad oye kolaliyam, vechad oye kolalashba, and they're both good mechitzas, shegvoy aso tochim in a karka, v'al kenen so el klub, because the ashba is a good 10 tochim high. Ay the yam, gam ayom nechshele mechitza, she'omoyk aso tochim Biswasai. So, first, we're going to say soon that there's a shaila that the yom mechitza might change. But let's see a mechaba. Ain't so a klum. Let's see the mechaba again. Movi should sit there at kol liyom, sit there at kol lashurabim. Ain't so a klum. Got four mechitzas. Two houses on either side, and one side the ashba, and one side the yam. Shatra shurabim ain't a surelis panis. It's not ashba shalyo. Ashurabim is there to stay, so you're going to have 10 tefachim mechitza on the ashba side. And on the yam, you've got a mechitza, we'll soon see. And we're not choishesh that the yam side will change from being a mechitza to being a non-mechitza. So there's two things we have to understand it. One is, why is the yam a mechitza? And secondly, what is the chashash that the mechitza of the yam will soon not be there, which the Mechaba says he doesn't care about, and the Ramalacha does care, yesh chalkim. So why is a yam a mechitza for a start? The depth. So you say yam's a mechitza because it goes down slowly. Afterwards it goes up, miles later.
No, the yam just stays flat.
The yam stays flat, but the seabed goes down. The ashba is high, yeah. There's two different sides. The ashba is a mechitza because it's high, so that's that side. Right, so that's sorted. That's a mechitza. Now, and then you got walls, now the fourth mechitza. So the fourth mechitza is, because it's a madroin, it might not be vertical, but it'll be assumed it'll be Dalad Mitoch Yud. There is a Marit, very interesting Marit, but the Marit held, it doesn't say anywhere like that. Everywhere they're all busy with what's the Mechitza of the Yam, how's the Mechitza, who's the Mechitza. There is a Marit that zogt a Yam, that when if it's not Chotze, it's a Movi, it's worth repeating because it goes into the longest of a Movi. A Movi, you have to have a Lechi V'Koyra. You can get away with a Lechi V'Koyra. The chotza needs two passin or pass dalad. A koyra is mishum heker. What was guys? Is it as if there's a whole bechitza there? No, it's a heker. We had these. It's a heker. If it's too high than 20, you can't see it. Put our maltura, put pictures on it. You can't see it. Make it a bit high on the bottom. You can't see it. This is all mishum heker. So the marit zog about really gimel mechitzas is the raisa. That's why you could get away with a heker. That's everybody holds that, yeah? How can you get away with a hekka? Where's your fourth mechitza? Hekka. A mechitza. You don't need a mechitza. Three mechitzas are deraisa. The fourth one is a chir midrabanon, and you see in a movie they allowed you without a mechitza. They said you can have a koira. Koira's a hekka. So the marit, the sea is also a hekka. Who's going to walk into the sea? Walk into the sea. I'm with the chiddush. So you don't have to bother with mechitzas at all. The sea is a hekka. That's the chiddush of sea. So state your marit. Right? But in Shulchan Aruch, all the Mefarshim don't learn like him. So they learn that the sea actually has to have a mechitza. So it might not be a vertical mechitza, but it'll at least be a tel ha-mislaket going down. As it states there. So zot l'odim shemur. V'amayim, zot shegamayam, shegamayam, three lines down in Kuf Yud Ches, shegamayam nechshel mechitza, she'omer kasor tvochem besvosoi, because it's 10 tvochem as it goes deep, within tel ha-mislaket. V'amayim, we had that before. Water is water. Water, it doesn't matter. And if you see in Tzadik Gimel, he says there's something very interesting in Shatzin at the end, that is only if, really we always know that Mokum is a Karmelis. Look at the sea, and we know the sea is a Karmelis. We had this a few times. So the Mishabura Tainet, if Taka it goes down at the seabed as it should, okay, then it's Taka a good Mechitza. But if it goes slowly, it's not a good Mechitza. I say, okay, as long as it goes further along, it will go good. No, it's no good. Because on top of there is already a Carmelis. Here, as you're getting things, and why here's not Carmelis yet? That's what Mishabura says. If it goes like this, you're all right. If it goes like that, and then like that, because all this area is a Carmelis, help the Shatzir of Shai Mugan Avraham, it won't be a Mechitza. But here we're talking about it is a good Mechitza. But it'll explain later what the problem is, especially with Mishabura. Because Shai Mugan Avraham, now the Mugan's got a new Kasha. Mugan's Kasha is a Toisvus. Toisvus zogt, why is not the whole of England Ushas Hayochid? It isn't about England, it's about Yisrael, because it's Makifle Pros. It's got seas all around, it's got Rilad, and all of them are very thing. So why is it not Ushas Hayochid? Finish. All of Ushas Hayochid. We had this before, this Kasha. So some say because they're too big, it was because they're too big, you can't see one side to the other. Terence. Tosfos zogt, because we know we have a Machlokes, whether Osir Rabim or Mevatle Mechitza. So Machlokes, we do Rabbonon, whether Rabim or Mevatle Mechitza or not. Comes again, Tosfos zogt, mask him, even come to the Rabbonon, which a lot of Poskim Paskin like that, so Shaila, as Osir Rabim, Rabim are not Mevatle Mechitza, yeah? But that is only a Mechitza b'day Odom. But Mechitza b'day Shemayim, Rabim are Mevatle. So about, you have a port, where people go out with ships, so they're Mevatle, the Mechitza, which was not man-made, which was made b'day Shemayim. So that's why England, as far as it's Ushas Hayochid, it's not Ushas Hayochid, because you've got Liverpool, Southampton, I don't know, all around the thing where people go out with boats. So then Mevatel, Mugan Avraham's got a tzad, maybe you need 600,000 people to go over. But then he says Efshinisht. Here he says Efshinisht, that's later. So it was Zoe, so Mugan Avraham Tanners, if this end of this sea, if this sea at the end is a place where people go over, then it's already no Mechitza, because people are going over staying to Isfus. No, we're talking about there's no man-made Mechitza there yet. So the Rabbim are Mevatel the Mechitza. Even though it's a Machlokes where the Rabbim are Mevatel the Mechitza, if it is a proper Mechitza, if it's man-made, but Tosfos zogt, if it's not man-made, automatically Rabbim Mevatel the Mechitza. So, you have to say here, no boats, no ships. The Chabad Moshe is very much Cholek on that. And he says, Tosfos is talking about because there are places around the sea which are ports, which people go. Here we're talking about a movie. Here we're talking about a movie. So even if people do go, it's a back garden of 20 houses. So that's called Rabbim Vatel Mechitza. That's not a Rabbim at all. Oh, that's a different time. I'm just saying, they don't go over to a port. Either because there's only a few people, or because that's not pshat in Tosfos, because you have like the Ritvo, there's a very wide. That's the reason what Tosfos means it's not a good mechitza. Oh, but Mishabur brings the machlokes. Ochi. But if one side taka goes to a no, very good, a river. But yes, gesher olav shemahalchim by rabim le'eva asheni. See, we're talking about we've got a mechitza there. We've got the two houses, the ashba, and the no. No is a good mechitza. So we're explaining slowly. Is this no taka? Is this river? Is this yam a good mechitza? Firstly, we said Mugan Avraham says it mustn't have people. It has to be before you start. It has to be a good drop at the edge at the bank to be a mechitza. Tell him it's like it at least. Then it has to have not people going into the sea. Also, what happens if it's a river? So a river is also full of water. Also good mechitza, a river, good drop. A lot of eruvin are made with a river bank around them. As soon as you have a gesher going over them, so the river bank, we hold, not like the Shatzir, that's the whole machlokes, that we've got a bank the whole way along. Well, here's the town, and then you've got a drop, and there's the river. So you've got good mechitza the whole way around, yeah? But as soon as you've got a thing going over it, so that's the shaila, you can't say good asik through the bridge. You've got a bridge going over it, so you can't say, so it stops it. So you've got a pirtza. So here the Mishabura brings an interesting machlokas, whether the pirtza matters only if it's 10 amos. If you have a thin bridge, if it's also called a pirtza. It's later, so do it later, but he brings a shaila about that. Ochen, kshurosha echom la movi kolalano. But yes, gesher, all of Shemahachim by Rabbim Leva Ashedi, Mashma mikama achronim dal idea geshem is patla mechitza, and therefore to erlas is tzuyus a pesach be mukke ma geshem. The kol zek she svasa yom ayno yom kaso et vochim, aval im svasa yom ayno meshupe vahoylech, im kshoylech hashupe arba mas adayin eni gwa soit vahoyne mechitza, the kalkus of adomi, that's obviously, you haven't even got a mechitza. You have to have a river bank which is deep. So this is big machlokes, whether you need tzuyus a pesach on top of the bridges, which some Eruv in Taka didn't do it, and the machmer avatef witzah shem shabur that it has to be done. Zok teveiter sheashbe sherabim ein asui lispanes. So you're okay on the other side, and you don't have to expect that the rubbish and dustbin won't be there anymore. Kufyutes shakala yoyim mashlichin shevchem zivlein shavol itechsa gov. It'll never get smaller. It in height. Aval ashba de yochid, avgav de hashgav asodur, lemochi in akene v'yachsigav usa, and he'll build something there, do something there, v'imnata arta etatli, tatligam achshi yachsigav usa. So we're frightened that maybe it will get less on a ashba shel yochid. Meila, you shouldn't carry that even now. Only on ashba shel rab. Then the other thing is, the other side is the sea, zot de mechaba, kufchof, v'in choshin, look at the mechaba, look at the on top, second to the bottom line, v'in choshin shemeyala yom shirtun, what does that mean, pirish, yoivish, it'll get dry, ke'en e like an island, shenitcho amayim imenish, and asu roi lizuya. Now what is wrong if it becomes yala yom shirtun? Becomes yala yom shirtun means that all the silt will go onto the bank, and then what would happen? You won't have a mechitza anymore. You won't have a mechitza. The whole mechitza would change from being like that to like that. So you won't have a mechitza. So you, the whole town you can't carry in. As I learned, but the Chabbah says, as long as you see a mechitza there, you're okay. You don't have to worry about it. Zot du gemo, av v'yesh cholkin, v'soivim d'choshin shem yale yom shirtin, v'ein ka mechitza, so you do have to worry about it. Zot da einige mishabrira, ואין חושן קופחו, ותצלם יש גם אין חושן שם יזכר כל המחית של סעד יאונים, שאין לבוא במחית של רביס, because יאר היום סוטן, מה אפשר סוטן, it's correct to say סוטן, שכן דרך היום שמעלה חויל, yeah, זה נראה ואני משבוע, שמעלה חויל ועבודים אצל סבוסוי, ומסקצה, when the יום gets smaller, ונעשה קל כברך פרסה, ובוטלה מחיצס, ומטלטלי נמי במבוס קדימי קור, people will still carry on carrying, and Mamela, the call Zek, she ain't Madrin el Mokamayan Bilvad. But if Yesh al Sosi, Madrin el Slak, the Sot, Tvochim, and Tvochim, and Tvochim, and Tvochim, he says that is all when the whole, the river, the sea is now covering this slant. And then you're frightened, this slant will change to that. If the sea is like that, and afterwards you've got a wall away from the sea, or I had it in one place, you've got a wall which is on this side of the wall. So even if I've got a wall, proper wall on this side of the sea, I've got a sea wall. So even if Lamushal, this will go and change and change not to be a wall, I've got a wall on this side. But he doesn't mean that. He means you've got a wall away from the sea. You don't have to be choshesh. Machlokes b'chabarimor, whether you have to be choshesh that it'll change position and it'll be sotan and it'll silt up. Even if you're choshesh and silt up, you only have to be choshesh and silt up if the mechitza is in the place of the waters of the Taz. But if after the water, I've got another drop, a cliff, wherever, so why should I worry about it? I only have to worry in the place of the water. That's the brackets. Avol ben horas, v'skimu achoyin en hachem gedezu. No, so we have to be machme like the Gemara, that if you want to be soymach on a sea, you have to make sure that on the place of the seabed that you're soymach, that is a mechitza, which is also very difficult to know that the seabed of that mokum has anywhere a good slant. But even if it has got a good slant, you're not allowed to use it, because it might silt up. Aber, v'dafke b'yamim. Aval b'nehoris, loy chashinon sheyal esutun. You're not choshe sheyal esutun on nehoris. And in Shaila, if you go with the River Thames as it comes in, yeah, so it's an estuary. Is that called a nor, or is that called a sea? Because it has waves. It has waves and everything. And I said there was a sea wall anyway. But this, when I learned this, how the Shaila, whether you see the river running through it sometimes, and then but the side zicha has waves. And the no is a good mechitza. If the heights are asor tvochim, ochin. Now you have noros which get very dried out. The physics of this to understand why is there no, if the nor dries out, why is there no side of the river anymore? Seems as if when it dries out, it seems to heap up. Chayyad is the water drag out. We're not using the water as Mechitzi, we're using the sea bank. So Abaza Shem Mogen Avram, that when the sea dries up, you lose the side. Could be when it dries up, it gets hard and fills in, like this idea.
Southport,
and what's the difference to the mechitza if the sea dries up?
The mechitza is the depth of the water.
The mechitza is not the water, the mechitza is the solid.
It's not
so why is it different? When it dries out, I'm not sure that why it should be like that. She should ask them always. Now here's something else. So you got a long movi, and then you got the river. Now, usually when you have houses or a movi, mechitzas like that, and then you got the river over there. So the houses go till the river. Yeah, maybe in Venice or these places. But you have a space. So that space can't be tenamus, because otherwise you've got a pit to there. Now this is a big shaila which they all speak about. Now once if you had a river, in olden times had the rivers in Russia and in Poland, and the rivers got frozen. Now, the whole reason why the rivers are good mechitzah is because the water we reckon as if the water is nothing. But ice is solid and people walk on it. So ice is not, you can't see through it. So Allah halten kamat, nicht alle, aber alle chreinim kamat halten, that ice spoils the mechitzah. So in sea, you don't usually have mechitzas. The seas don't dry up, unless you live in Alaska, and I don't know where. Seas never get frozen, because they're moving. But rivers often used to get frozen. So as soon as the river's frozen, you've lost your mechitza. Comes again the Taz, and the Tazok, you can't use rivers. Because you have to be choishish, they'll get frozen. So Rav Poskim or Maskim, that when they're frozen, you can't use them. But in the summer, you can use them. Or when they're not frozen, so those few weeks a year, you got the Taz halt, you can never use it because it might be frozen, you won't notice. But we don't pass like the Taz pastures. So he says here, im di kroshin bi mois sag schon im bottle aus am chitza was le tatel bi esh ma chaim she soiv im dlein is battle am chitza li da kusha some are even making on the kusha on the ice itself doesn't even bring the taz for im sfas ha no go vim slak ha so torum tuch ha ma kusha va desh lokal but if the water level is over here and then you've got sides higher than the water level then you don't have to worry anyway you've got the enka am chitza va alken so tikin gesham ovi apos buch huwiz but to us a pesrim lech ha you have to make something there ish a mukif sviva chavitz shom ha so tvochim roch ha ba tvochim if the whole thing has got like a moat around it even though it's a depth it's also good mechitza because you say good asik ha chavim rezo vensu shim tikin vim yesh gesha ha gab ha chavitz if you've got a gesha you've got a bridge, you got the same problem we had before. There's a mojim, the spala mala, just throw a glass of sham ticket, you have to make a ticket. Okay, I'll show you an interesting picture about a gesher. If you put it off.